This is the Chippewa Valley Geek, actual play and community theater podcast. Episode 3, Wrath at Con, the Chomp Zombie Survival RPG One-Shot. Featuring Monster Mike Holcomb, and game designers Greg Siraki and Matt Scott. Hey folks, this is Brian, and this is a special episode tying into episode 13 of the Chippewa Valley Geek podcast and Rhythm and Blues review, Dead House Over Yonder, over on our other feed. Now, as you probably already know, because you probably already listened to it, over there I interviewed Eau Claire's own Craig Siraki and Matt Scott about Chomp, their zombie survival role-playing game. Of course, it was only natural then that Monster Mike and I wanted to sit down with them both and put that game through its paces, and here we are. Now, firstly, the mechanics are incredibly simple. Each player character has 5 attributes and some special traits or moves. Anytime the game master, or film director, as that individual is called in Chomp, calls for a check, whether it's attack, defense, scavenging, whatever, the player rolls 2d6 and adds whatever bonus he has. Always the player makes the roll. High is good, low is bad, middling is middling. As the scenes progress, the characters have a chance to, quote, level and get additional traits or moves. So it definitely rewards longevity, but the characters are pretty quick and easy to make, so it's no big loss if the PCs get killed midway through the game, as you will hear over the next 90 minutes. That's all there is to it, really. This was one of the most fun single game sessions I've had in recent memory, and I'm very happy to bring it to you now. Now remember, you can get your own copy of the game out at RPG Now. Check our show notes for the details and the link to do that. Also, you can come play the game with Craig and Matt, or meet myself or Monster Mike out at the premiere of Clearwater Con on Saturday, July 25th, 2015, here at the Plaza Hotel and Suites in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Check Gamerati.com/gamedays for latest updates, or to go ahead and pre-register. But for now, action!
Note, opinions expressed by some player characters regarding Ensign Wesley Gusher are not necessarily those of the Chippewa Valley Geek or its affiliate partners. Thank you, and remember to go for the headshot.
Alright, so, welcome to the annual No Name Con, a convention for all your geekish pleasures. Developed a lisp. You have all been enjoying a weekend of panels, celebrity photo ops, and purchasing collectibles in the dealer room, fulfilling your inner child's wildest dreams. You've all settled into a large convention hall here to watch No Name Con's famous cosplay contest. A stream of heroes, villains, aliens, and animated characters are brought to life before your very eyes. As you all take in the show, a Captain America cosplayer takes to the stage. His movements are jerky and spastic, and you think, oh, he's just playing Captain America from the Marvel Zombies comic. How unique. The announcer asks him a question about his costume, to which he replies, "Grrr!" That's how my zombies growl in my head. Zombie Cap lunges at the announcer, and the microphone picks up the wet smacking sound of flesh tearing from bone. All hell breaks loose as a tide of zombified cosplayers descends upon the crowd, in which you are. I'm going to give you an opportunity right now. Any cosplay item or prop you think you can use as a weapon is available to you. So that will be your weapon selection. You're just going to grab the nearest cosplay prop, whatever comes to the top of your head.
A big boffer sword.
Big boffer sword. Is that made of wood? Or
Foam.
Foam, excellent. That's going to be... It's got to have a hardcore, I would think.
Remember, it's all how you use the tools.
There's got to be someone dressed as a Spartan here. I'm going to have to take a shield.
You're going shield. As a weapon or as a defensive measure?
Both.
Both. Both.
Fair enough.
Foam sword. I'm going to go with a bat cowl.
You're going to have a cowl. Nice.
A what?
A bat cowl.
A bat cowl.
Cowl.
The Batman cowl?
Yeah. Yeah.
As a weapon?
I was thinking it was defense. Let me back up and think that.
No, that's fine. Defensively.
It's all on how you use it. That's the thing is, remember, you can have a gun as much as you can have this marker. It's all on how you use
it. So his shield and your defensive cowl allow you to re-roll once and a success or a failed defense.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'll go with the cowl.
You can also pick a weapon. You could pick a defensive item if you'd like as well. You're going to need it.
Okay.
So you went with Spartan Shield that you're planning on using for both offense and...
Obviously.
You only get one defensive.
I've seen 300.
You only get one defensive.
That thing was just as useful as the sword.
Yeah, I got to find my zombies here. We're going to start easy with some of these. Fine. Shambler guys coming up from...
I have to draw the shield now because I plan on keeping this for
as long as possible.
Is the DeLorean from Back to the Future pronounced this
kind? It's at every other one.
The Ghostbusters.
It's probably way out in the lobby,
Ecto-1,
though.
Yeah.
You're thinking cosplay items.
Cosplay, right.
I mean, pretty much just pick your favorite superheroes. Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing I picked up was a... who are the sand people? Jawa?
Jawa?
A Jawa cloak.
Wait, it's the Jawa cloak or the sand person?
The sand
cloak.
Person, because the Jawa cloak's going to be kind of short. Sure. It's going to look awesome, though.
Well, I'm not wearing it. I'm just going to wrap it around my arm.
Mm. Fair enough. Wrap Jawa cloaks. That's gonna
aren't the Jawas the sand people?
No, they're the little ones.
Jawas
steal
are
droids.
The tiny ones.
Yep. Ooh, not the...
Oh, okay. No, I am thinking Jawas.
Yeah, the little brown cloak.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the little guy in a brown cloak. Do you have an item in your house?
I'm trying to jog my memory. I saw something where I was like, oh, that's good. And then he did the same thing.
Guitar.
It totally wiped my memory.
Are you man enough to would have gotten a large guitar? Wolfwood cross from Trigon. Hey, that's more the anime nerd.
Yeah. Somebody's in a Mutant Ninja Turtle costume, so I'll grab the sides.
The size, there you go. A couple of sides.
Side times two.
Side times two.
Nice.
All right. So.
And I think Barry is a closet furry. Yeah. And, like, he's not out, but, like, he's got...
Scoot my chair over here.
He's got some ears on.
He's got some ears, and he's really, like, feeling insecure about even being at No Name Con and showing this.
You got to draw some ears on that picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a Spartan... I think I like the additional drawing part of this. That's a new thing we didn't think about.
Do you have a tail?
He's not wearing it. He's okay. Got it, like, stuffed in his backpack.
Is it stuck over?
Yeah.
I still remember my first time I saw my first furry. I was quite...
At the courthouse.
Yeah. I was quite... I was really, like, happy and
leave
surprised.
It to Claire. I would expect to see that down at the bus stop or at the library, not the courthouse.
So
all right, so
see him at Taco Bell right across the street from the plaza during No Name Con time.
No Name Con, yep. Good old No Name Con. All right, so here are the zombies, and at this point, it's pretty much a free reign time. So, generally when we play, you guys get the initiative. So,
okay.
Unless it's a surprise attack, which we'll get into probably.
I'm going to turn to my neighbor and... Or has everyone else, like, busted out of the room?
People are just... There's just zombies mauling people all
okay.
over the place here. People are in chaos. They're trying to run out the doors.
I turn to my neighbor, whoever's next to me, and go, holy crap, is this part of the entertainment?
There's so much blood, I must stop it.
All right.
They shriek.
Well, I better get my money's worth out of the...
zombie cap heads your way.
I better get my money's worth out of my admission ticket, so...
Step on up to Zombie Cap.
Holy crap.
He does have a shield. He's Zombie Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And plastic shield.
You hit him with the bopper sword. Or, yeah.
Hey.
Yee.
Five.
So seven.
Seven. That's going to be... That is a hit. Two. I need a dry erase marker. That's... This guy's down to two. All right, so your bopper sword smashes, caves in part of his head there.
Oh,
his shield
soft.
Doesn't work.
Holy crap.
Apparently he's been, yeah, a little roughed up. But he stays standing. All right, we'll go to you over there.
I guess I'll move over and give him a hand with the scythe.
Friendly gentleman steps up.
What was that?
Five.
Five
oh, is...
Okay.
You stab him in the chest, but it doesn't seem to do anything.
Okay.
Make a wet, gross, sucking sound as it slides in. Disgusting. Soft zombies. Then it is up to you. What did you name yourself?
My name's Jassy.
Jassy? You're Southern, apparently.
Jassy.
I got Barry. What was your name over there?
Mike.
like, all right, Jassy.
You're playing me?
Maybe.
Mike the Stoic.
Mike the Stoic.
Stoic process improvement engineer.
All right.
It's the first time anyone's picked someone
to play. play the guy next to him. Like, sometimes you bring in, like, your neighbors and, you know, stuff like that into the game, but never?
Like, I would ever sully myself with a DC cowl.
It was the closest thing we had. I just figured, you know, if we were really at No Name Con and there was a zombie onslaught,
I would dress like Batman.
You would have a much higher chance of survival than me. So,
okay.
Especially dressed as Batman.
Especially,
he's a survivor.
And he got the ninja stuff. So plus your incognito.
What was your main skill?
Medic.
Oh, medic. Oh, that'll come in handy.
So, because I need to save lives. We're going to walk out here, and we'll just have to running charge and using the shield as the...
You're gonna shield charge this.
Basically, as the front of the plow.
Go ahead.
Six, seven?
Oh, yeah, you got a plus one. So you rush him back into the stage and hear his little spine crack on the stage, but he does not go down. We're down to... Oh, yeah. Wait, no, he dies. Sorry. Thinking of the wrong zombie. You pretty much fold him over backward over the stage. Blood gushes from him. Decaying blood. Nice job. All right. So then it's the zombie's turn, I suppose. This fine runner here, let's see, what's another great cosplay costume we can go with?
He's got a running stuff?
Flash.
Flash. This very fine Flash character comes running up to Mike over there to make an attack. So you're going to roll your defense. It comes lunging at you in a... kind of a jump. So how are you dodging this? Descriptive dodging.
I'm going to get behind Barry.
Meat shield.
You spin behind your meat shield here. Effectively, no less.
12.
With a 12. The zombie totally flies right by you.
That's exactly what chairs. I would do, Brian.
Ass over tea kettle.
I figured.
Growling and spinning the whole way. Zombie Cap here is going to try and shield bash you, I guess, because he's got a shield too.
Mm-hmm.
So you will make your
defense roll.
Yep.
That's a 7.
A 7. You take a 1 point of vitality as he smashes your nose a bit, causing a little bit of bleeding.
For a jerk.
Matt, you are in a bad spot. So, let's see. Yeah, it's going to be ugly for you. You are at minus 2 defense, because these are shamblers and a mob attack. So, we'll just start here and work our way around, see how long you last. So, that's a 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, that will be 4 points of damage, and that's going to end up being our first vitality of the night here. Next one, 9, minus 2, 7. You're good. So, you feel his nails rake across you, but it doesn't really do any damage. Agitate some eczema you do when you bed. 9.
Another 7.
7. You're still good, damn you.
Then the one's dead, right?
Oh, yeah, and you killed this one, sorry. Throw him over there. Alright. Back to you on the attack end of this.
Alright. I guess I am, like, still in among the chairs, and we've got them tipped over, so I'm going to let go of the boffer sword, pick up a chair, and just crack with, you know, one of those cheap. Conference
chair. Just gonna fold.
Yeah. Just shatter that chair on him.
So that's a 9.
7, 8, 9, and you totally smash this. You pretty much just cave in the whole top of the zombie. It's pretty much over. It just snaps and
aim for the head.
You get sprayed with gore. Beautiful time. All right, so we come to you.
What room of the con are we?
You are in a kind of like a. Wherever they generally
the
do
ball
cosplay,
room.
It's kind of like a ballroom sort of area. Right.
I'll just step inside.
Where are you doing? Oh, you're stepping up and...
Yep.
What are you using again? What are you using?
My turtle size.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your replica ninja turtle size.
They're like completely blunt, but if you stab hard enough, they still work.
7.
7 is good. 4. Let's see. We're at 4, so they're down to 2, you stab him in there. The zombie's still standing. You've got him nice and lodged in there. It's like, because that's what zombies do in my head. So to you, good sir.
Do shamblers still pin movement?
No, they don't pin movement. We got rid of that because
that was too hard. I was like, yeah, I appreciate that's too hard. All right, so that's the stage right there, right?
This is the stage, yes.
How high is the stage?
Just table height here.
Oh, easy peasy then. This is going to be easy.
All right, I'm going to jump onto the stage, take two steps, and then jump off the stage, shoulder first with the shield, and attempt to really kind of Captain America okay, straight to the ground.
Give me an athletics check of some sort there. Give me
8.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. It's a small stage.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
It's pretty arbitrary, actually. That's what I like about it. And
up and over.
Coming back down with a crushing shield.
Shoulder first. 11.
10, 11, and you the whole thing just caves under you. It's disgusting. You're covered in gore. The ribs crack. Organs bust out. It smells horrible.
I'm used to it. I'm used to the ER and necrotic flesh.
Does it even bother you? No. ER
I just normal. It's fine.
All right, here. I guess this fine runner will attack.
10.
So it comes. It's still got the size, and it's like, and you just hold it back, I suppose. These zombies come lumbering at you, trying to bite you.
7.
One of them is dressed as a Pokemon. It's really weird.
Which one?
Uncomfortable.
Charmonster or whatever.
There's a Charizard totally trying to eat you right now.
I was hoping it was Squirtle.
7?
7.
So nothing. So it bats into you, but it doesn't do anything. There's a Charizard trying to eat you.
I was hoping it was a Squirtle.
I don't know, it really was. I wanted a Squirtle. That's like the only one I know because I was watching on TV once, and apparently whenever it walks, it said Squirtle or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's just Squirtle.
It just repeats it over and over again. And I'm like, that's what I remember.
We're so easily sidetracked.
Oh.
And
so what does the shield do again for me?
In a defensive tactic. If you fail a defense roll, you can re-roll once. Okay. You get one. But then your shield's busted.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'll have a broken shield to hit things with.
4.
4! So, yeah, that's going to be 3 points of damage. Or you could re-roll.
No, we'll take it.
Okay. I'm doing the math in my head, but it's your life, not mine. All right, so we come back around to...
All right. It looks like he's got this with the size. So I'm going to leap the aisle and run across the tops of these chairs.
We're getting somewhere.
And actually kind of do a run by and with the sword try to take that one off at the head. It's probably got a wood core and it's
got a wood core.
Duct tape like they do.
Yeah.
So
and maybe you have one of the dirty ones, you know, metal pole in it.
Somebody's
looking to, you know, maim one of their components, you know?
Yeah.
And, the rare aluminum core. Yeah.
I scream, Zumba!
That's a good war cry,
so that's a 10.
A 10, which is a total hit. You pretty much take its head clean off. It just snaps back. It's actually hanging, like, folded entirely back. You know what I'm talking about. There's a gross snapping sound and it just collapses. Well, I guess it kind of goes over. You hit a home run, that's for sure. So you're down.
I'm realizing I've been going about this all wrong, so I'm still going to use the sign. I'm going to go for the crotch this time.
Nice.
You're going to teach this zombie a lesson.
6.
6 does the point of damage necessary to destroy this thing.
Chair,
you got
right.
One in the chest and then one in the groin.
Right.
Push it down.
That's all it takes.
And the flash goes down. It's apparently not fast enough. All right. Jassy, I guess I'm calling you this evening. All right, Jassy. You got
Jassy's going to just have... It's. This is
it's
more...
It's versus Charizard.
So more... I mean, I got to go with something because I'm a little bit low here. So I'm going to have to try to throw it up in the air to the shield up in the air, and then I'm going to try to drop kick it.
Wait, what are you?
I'm going to throw the shield up in the air so it launches the shield. Because I got to do something.
I'm not going to quit. Do your thing.
I'm almost going to die, so I got to try something.
You have a shield. What do you got there? You got the fine 7-8.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw your shield in the air, which apparently the zombie watches. Like, what?
That was the goal.
You drop kick it in the chest, and its chest caves in, and it falls to the ground. I would say dead, but it was already dead. What do you call it? Destroyed? What do you call when a zombie is done?
Deanimated? Well, they're already de-animated.
He's de-animated. No, they're reanimated. No,
so now they're
de-animated. I think de-animated it.
And I will pick my shield back up. That's my tactic work.
So as you have battled this, As you finish with this batch of zombies, you look around the room as other people are still in there getting mauled by other zombies that weren't concerned with you. you see in the corner near the door a ginger-haired man yelling, "Kneel before Zod!" and swinging a replica Thor hammer before he gets just mauled by a group of zombies who then focus their attention on you.
That's incredible.
One of them's really fat, too.
He was not worthy to wield the power of
Kneel before Zod. Apparently not.
He's going to appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
And what do I need? Oh,
nice mini.
Those are great.
So we've got... They just mauled poor Neil before Zod. So, you're up.
I'm going to actually try to... well, I'll run up here, and I'm going to try to get a twofer. Because I have the blow-through tactic.
So extra damage. Oh, okay, so any... Yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
So, big swing.
Come on.
Battle cry.
Seven, eight, nine. Oh, you don't have... So you don't have to actually use it because you didn't do it more than enough damage to get through, which is nice. But you do manage to take this one down entirely, just totally crushing it with your foam and wood sword. It was a beautiful, beautiful swing. If zombies had fear, they would probably show it. They might fear you,
coin stabber. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they're going to have
fear.
I got Culver's chili dog on the brain, so somebody left one in the chair there, and then I picked that up, lodged it.
Oh, sure. We're going to go with a range. Culver's chili dog attack. I don't know what that would even do.
It would cause distress.
What did he
probably
roll?
Not much. Six.
Oh, six.
Gastrointestinal distress. Nothing else.
I'm not sure how it damaged the zombie, but it did.
You know, chili sauce.
Yeah. You get hit, the numbers you get, are the numbers. Yeah.
You get hit just right.
You've effectively blinded it. So we've got down to four, well, three runners and one fatty back there. So that one you did a point of damage to, so he's got three, four. What's this guy have? Alrighty. And then it comes to you.
I'm going to start with the first chair that's close to me and start lobbing it like howitzer style into the pile of runners.
You're going to throw a chair in there.
Just keep throwing them. Just grab the first chair. All right,
throw your chair.
Steve. Nine.
Nine. That is a great throw. Your first chair totally crushes this zombie's hopes and dreams of ever eating anybody again as you totally just... It must catch it in the neck area and just caves in its throat area and it falls over. Destroyed, deanimated, whatever the hell you want to call it. Excellent. So now it's the zombies go. Fatty's going to move towards you here. And you're going to get some runner action. Alright, so the large... A large zombie in a Superman shirt. That's why I wouldn't eat.
Ooh.
Oh no!
Only three on the defense.
Three! You take a whopping six.
Ooh.
As he just pummels you to the ground. He's like... Bruh! Apparently he has the strength of Superman. He just laid you down. Oh,
that's a big one.
Alright, these two fine cosplay enthusiasts are at you. Yep, so the first one
nine
takes a nice bite at you for... You rolled a nine?
Yep.
You're solid.
It's an eight.
An eight? You're still good. The teeth latch, but it doesn't do anything. It's stuck on the cape. The cape is coming
the
handy.
Cowl.
The cowl. It's right on the corner of the cowl there.
Good thing for me, I greased myself up this morning.
Excellent. All right, so then it rotates to you.
All right, well, I fell down across Kneel Before Zod. So, laying prone on the ground, I grab Mjolnir.
Yes.
And I'm going to throw it with all my might at Fatty and see if it returns.
Bounces right off.
And that's an 11.
That's a solid hit. You actually knock him backwards. It bounces off his fat. Roll me an athletics check.
Okay.
If it's an 8 or better, it's in your hand. Oh, it doesn't. It just bounces off into the corner. But it did rebound. You had a shot.
It's supposed to work. Why doesn't it work? It only works for Thor.
You dealt that thing a crushing blow. You heard the rib cage actually cave in on that. He looks like he has indigestion. Now he's like, whoa. All right, nice shot. It goes to you.
So does one of the zombies on me have, say, an eye hole with a... pony
sticking out of it. Chili dog sticking all over
it. I'll go for that one. Try to poke it in whichever one that is.
Try to put the...
Oh, four.
Four. So, nope, you missed. You just
hold still. Hold
still. Takes you too much time to think about it.
Wind up.
Next chair, next runner.
Next runner.
All right. So I figured that one is, he's been, for the most part, dispatched, I suspect.
He still steps on this poor guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, never mind. Chair at the big one. That's probably
better. Okay, so you're going to launch a chair at the big guy?
Mm-hmm.
Ten. You throw your chair, it finishes off the job. How do you say Mjolnir? I can never pronounce that. That MJ always throws me. How do you say that hammer's name?
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir. So the chair finishes the job. Thor's hammer didn't, but there wasn't much left to it. And, oh, which means you have to actually roll another defense roll. It explodes.
Oh, okay.
Sending shrapnel of guts and caustic rib parts at you.
No.
Oh, my God! Oh, no! And you take six more, and I think you die.
Yeah, I'm dead.
That's the first.
Oh, no! Your fighter is dead! Quick, roll another.
Sorry.
The zombie shrapnel. So I'll roll
The spleen.
Continue around the table, and I'll roll another one.
Yep, that's pretty much what happens. Do you need something to erase with? We had all right, so I think you're playing.
try to stab the same one.
Seven. Seven's good for two. So he's still standing, but he's not looking so hot. Well, I guess he wasn't anyways, a zombie, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You are up. He's been jabbing this one.
I'll get to go. I got to go one closer, grab that chair, and nail the non hot dog.
Are you throwing it or just smashing it?
I would smash it on this.
I'm just going to step up and smash it.
I got to step up and smash it.
Because fuck you.
And
Brian the Bear.
Yes, Brian the Bear.
They're playing each other now. What did you do there? Ten, this one caves in as a chair.
These chairs are better than the
back of its head.
This is way better than the trim and the Segway. I mean, this is doing way better.
That was one of the best things we ever had. The Segway chariot.
And in my house, I have a whole bunch of trim for the baseboards. So that's where we started. So I grabbed my Segway and I was lancing them.
Ridiculous. Nice. All right, so that one goes down, and it's back to the zombies, because Brian's not ready to join us.
Because he hasn't found himself from underneath
we'll find
the
door
yet.
It was in the bedroom.
Chili Dog Zombie's going to take one last go at you before it probably falls dead.
Bring it.
It's going for the throat bite.
Oh, no. Five?
Five, and it latches on, and you take three. It's got a nice...
Soak that.
It's just... attached to. It's just gnawing.
Kick me in the jimmy.
So now you're back up. You've got a zombie attached to your neck.
Okay.
Chewing on you.
At least now it's holding still for me to...
Going through the back of the head.
Apparently a size bludgeoning.
Six. Six is... enough to do the... So you stab your size to the back of its head. You feel its jaw loosen and it falls to the ground. Dispatched. Oh, you look around the room to notice you are the only two people still alive. Because it's more convenient for me that way. So, what is your next
move? Leary. I need some band-aids.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I got to search through. Maybe I can find some by the judge's table.
Go ahead.
Eight.
You find a first aid kit attached to one of the walls.
All right, I'll light that up before I die.
Dang it. For two.
Three.
Three
plus two with my skill.
Oh, you have the good first aid skill. That was the worst first aid kit ever.
Yes, it really was.
Sorry. Is it really 1d6?
Mm-hmm. We're going to alter it to two, but then me.
We might have to. You learn as you play. That's the other nice thing about PDF publishing. When you want to make a change, you don't have to retract books. You can just send
everybody. Send it back.
You just update the PDF and email everybody. By the way, we made a rule change. We're on our fourth version now. All right, so you found a first aid kit. What is your next move now?
You got to save Shatner.
You have to go save Shatner. Save the shaft, huh? All right.
It's got to head in the autograph area, man. I myself need to save the shaft. So I'm
just going to put you here.
Or something like it.
So you are going to head this way.
Mm-hmm. I would attempt to grab the only other surviving person.
Maybe you should have a conversation about it.
Hello, other surviving
person. I'll follow. Yeah. Come with me if what you want to live. He seems so confident. Yeah. He's got a Spartan shield. Follow him.
And a really crappy Band-Aid job.
I guess it is pretty bad.
I'm a nurse, don't worry. And it's just like hanging. It's like hanging off, barely.
You believe that? You step into the hallway and notice, what did you get for a skill this time? Medical. Everybody's got some medical to them.
Yeah, so I'm Brian the Brave, and...
The Brave Yanker! It's all bees!
I'm wearing Shoulders of Valor from, you know, Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, nice.
And have a guitar because I was trying to do the Rhythm and Blues part of the Chippewa Valley Geek Rhythm and Blues review in a corner where no one was listening.
Oh, you're killing a zombie. You're just they come out and you're bashing a zombie in the head with a guitar.
Oh, I'd go back and grab a chair, because those chairs are lucky.
So, write chair down as your weapon of choice. You draw a chair on your picture.
What's your best guitar?
What's your best guitar? Because it's going to be broken.
That'd be Natalie.
Natalie's got some zombie guts.
She's my strat.
Brains on it.
Well, I was thinking electric, a solid body.
Oh, would be there's better.
A strat. All right. It's pretty. It's blue.
So you see two more survivors, one in very rough shape, come out of the cosplay room. You saw a ton of people getting murdered in, and they head towards the autograph. Are you going to say anything? Greetings.
Sweet Jesus.
What is going
on? We need to save the chat. That's... I'm fairly delirious at this point, so...
The chat's in danger? I'm in!
Because at this point, nothing's making sense to anybody, so it doesn't matter.
You enter the larger room, which is the vending room, contains the artist alley and the autograph area to go rescue William Shatner from the zombie apocalypse. I like the turn this is taking. All right, so where's your first stop?
Well, obviously,
you have three areas you can choose from. Where are you going to go to first?
I suspect he's in the autograph area.
So you're heading to the autograph area. All right. Yeah. So I would have drawn this much larger, but so you guys head into the autograph area. Unfortunately, this room is in total chaos. There are a lot of zombies in here, people screaming and dying. You run back to where the Shat's table is and come across. See, I had planned on this being female, but you want Shat, so we'll just make Shat a
maybe.
Zombie.
Maybe there's an Uhura.
Same abilities.
There's an Uhura fan there.
Is he today?
Actually, that's who I wrote down. That's hilarious. So we're going to go with Felicia Day, and she's chewing on Shat's face. Felicia Day is just mauling Shat.
The captain's down.
Yet another phrase I'll never hear again in my life.
Felicia Day is just mauling on Shat's face. There appear to be two zombified security guards standing next to her.
Yes, two. I went with two.
I know how many players I had. I have options here. So, what are your thoughts?
Chair first, shield second. So,
to which one?
One away from the wall.
This one?
No.
This one. This one.
That's the one.
Okay. Here. So you're gonna chair
first.
Salt.
Chair first, and then the shield charge. Because
okay.
I think
the chair's your attack this round.
Yeah, the Shat's still alive.
The Shat's
in my head. He's
Captain can't not die.
Except for in generations, he kind of died.
God!
Eight. Yeah, 12 lives. So. Yeah.
Seven.
Eight total.
Eight total. The chair hits it staggers back, but does not fall. We'll go to you as the next person. I always just go around.
All right,
check out his investment portfolio.
Yeah, so I'm going to hurdle the clearly dead body of the dungeon bastard. And Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton
is dead.
Not Wheaton, no!
Wheaton.
The whole crew of the Enterprise is screwed.
You'll pay for this, Felicia Day.
And I'm going to take out the other runner with a big old E cord.
With an E cord.
6-7.
Seven. You smash it back into the wall. It stays standing, but it's not happy.
That was decidedly E minor.
Yeah.
Mm. 20. Oh, I see what I did. What did you have for a roll?
Eight.
So one.
I forgot to friend.
Two. What did you start with? Yeah, I don't think we got her. Five. Alrighty. You are up.
Alright, I guess I'm going to climb up on a chair next to me because I'm going to need some high ground. And then I'm going to jump off and use my cape to do the...
Giant bat cross. Which one of these? Are you going to bat swoop Felicia Day?
I guess so, yeah.
I will love this because it's hilarious.
It'd be really cool. You're like running across the autograph tables.
He's running across the hopping table to table like it's a rooftop. He's going to swoop down on poor Felicia Day zombie.
This is my city.
For the chat.
And I'm going to not hit her in the head with my side because I rolled a 3.
You just go sailing past. She doesn't even come close. There's like 2 feet of space.
They did an awesome job with that bat cowl. It really does have the memory material.
Just floats on by here.
It looks easier to aim in the movies. So.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so... this runner didn't take kindly to your chair, so it runs at you. So we'll start on your defense. It lunges, it pounces at you, looking to take you to the ground.
Eight.
It does not connect. It lands in front of you.
I'm thinking
looking
adding,
like it's going to spring again. On
I'm thinking
fours.
I'm going to add this momentum to my attack.
Excellent. The downward or the across?
It's going to be the more the this way.
Okay, I see where you're going there. So it lunges, it fails. You're going for a thing.
Judo with it.
I'm going to send old Felicia Day. Here's going after Batman's back.
She's probably, well, she's got part of my head to go.
I suppose.
Your ninja sixth sense in your back costume tells you somebody's about to jump on your back. So roll your defense.
Oh, yeah. Five.
Five. You feel her on your back and she bites in and it burns like hell. What'd you say you had?
Five.
A five? You take 3.
You know what? The spirit of Shatner came back to save me. I'm going to use my turtle power.
Ooh.
To ignore the damage from that attack.
Excellent. That's a great idea. You felt like you were about to get bit, but yes, the spirit of Shatner saved
you. Captain Sid, we'll see you ahead. Yes.
I will always come for you.
The needs of the many. The needs of the few. You hear Shatner's voice whispered in your ear. This last runner, the other runner will bounce off the wall, uses the momentum of bouncing off the wall to come at you.
All right, 8 on defense.
And she just swings right on by you, duck under it. I believe you were the first attacker, so you've got this thing, it's just coming down, the momentum is forward.
So the goal is to stack it on the shield, up, follow it, and then basically pile drive it completely.
Suplex it behind you?
Yeah, and completely.
All right.
At the same
nice.
Time.
I like your style.
7.
7 is more than enough. Crunch! You're allowed crunching sound as this male nurse uses a Spartan shield to suplex a zombie security guard. All right, go all ahead.
Right.
Sturdy guitar. You brought a high quality instrument.
It's technically a knockoff. Yeah, I'm going to
climb up on one of the autograph tables and kind of stage dive off.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong. This is a step up and down.
So that's a 10.
10. Mm, you just crush this thing into the ground. The most and beautiful music you've
I get
ever
plus
heard.
2 damage actually when I connect. I forgot that was.
Oh, that's you get to use that in. Once.
Yep. Oh, that's it's only one time. Then I'm not going to use it this time.
Yeah, hold that for the big dogs. Yeah. All tactics are once per area pretty much. So this is an encounter. This is an encounter, and this is an encounter. So
okay,
you could use
got it.
Actually, no, these are all in the same scene.
It's all based on how you wrote it.
I think it's pretty much what room you're in. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you get that once per this room pretty much.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, I think that's how I did it. Once per room. Once per scene. Mm-hmm. And there's
little
three waves
counter
in this
power,
scene.
If I remember.
Yeah. A little there. All right, so then Felicia Day's on your back trying to chew through your bat cowl.
Okay, I'm just going to back up, run real hard into the partition.
crunch into
hope that does something.
Dislodge her, at least.
Oh, my God.
Four?
Four? This is wrong. You went into the pit, she doesn't
They canceled Eureka.
she attempts to bite you again. She's the only zombie left here, so... Okay. Oh, wait, I guess... No, you attack. Zombie's turn, yeah, so... She tries to bite you again.
Bring it.
You roll.
Oh, I roll.
I never roll. That's a nice part of it. I made this game design for me, so I don't have such dice.
Eight.
You feel the teeth clamp down, but she can't get through that cowl. God, that was a great pickup.
Great cowl.
I love how the cowl actually adds nothing to your stats. It's just your, but we're like, that's a quality cowl.
Really?
Spent all year on that.
Whoever made that for you, they did a knockout.
How was that?
All right, so then it's to you.
I'm going to grab my chair that's somewhere over here.
You're going to run up, grab your chair.
And I'm going to smash. I'm just smashing her with it. I mean, that's a good chair.
She's on his back. You're just going
to... I mean, this might go poorly, but... Eight.
That's not poorly at all. All right. Does... You feel a heavy blow against your back, knocking you and Felicia Day forward. She lets out a snarling, like, rawr! Nice job. You are up with your guitar.
All right.
runs up on
Felicia. I'm going to carefully lean the guitar against the wall and pick up the corpse of William Shatner.
Oh, yes! Shatner's still going to email me about this.
and do a Shat charge into the back of Felicia Day.
Oh, God.
Six. He's too heavy.
Yeah, it hits, but doesn't do anything. All of a sudden, you feel another heavy blow to your back, pushing you closer to the other wall. I'm like, what the hell?
This is a Kobayashi Maru.
There's no way to win this.
I guess I'm just going to be flailing over my head with the side. Cyan.
You just see two Cyan go up, and he's just randomly stabbing behind him.
It's got to hit something.
Get off of me, Felicia Day!
Oh, 11.
He just shreds her with all those.
Who knew thrashing blindly was the way to go here?
It's a lot of that going on. Felicia Day slides off your back, utterly destroyed. All right.
I'm going to go get a piece of the Shat's face that's in her mouth and, like, put it back on his face now. And have a little moment of silence.
We have a shared moment of silence.
You hear all this chaos behind you. Yeah. People are getting ready.
Doesn't matter.
I'd like to cast gentle repose.
Yeah. And I walk back and kind of step on Will Wheaton as I go by.
You're only an ensign.
I always hated you anyway, Ensign Wesley.
Oh, my God. It's about Will Wheaton hate.
I remember back in Usenet days. Alt.ensign.wesley.
Shouldn't Mike be doing that, though?
Shouldn't.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
You're doing it for, you're like, Mike would want me to do this. That's the nice thing about control. Mike would want me to step on you.
Our friendship.
So what's up next for you guys? You have...
So what's this look like?
Bodies and
screaming and...
Never know you'll never know what you'll find over there.
My goal is completed. So,
well, I have a goal. Now that pretty much the vendor area is cleared out.
No, not this area.
But what I mean is that, like, in terms of people actually minding their tables and their displays, I'm going to score some swag.
This is good thinking. All right, so let's see what I got.
Because I've been looking for that rare used copy of
the vendor.
Danger Girl number one.
Oh, yeah. Danger Girl number. All right, let's get Felicia Day out of there and her bodyguard. All righty. You... Gaze out across all the vendor booths, seeing zombies out there, but a lot of free untended swag. And the looting begins.
Score.
You're like, wait a minute. There's no shop owners left.
They have a gargantuan orcus in the box!
Where are you
heading?
Pick an aisle, I guess.
Well, this is the game science table, obviously. So I'm going to tip over the dice display. You know, the giant bin of dice, and just send a wash of dice out through that area to at least try to make the footing worse for the zombies.
Not a bad idea. So we've got treacherous terrain. A nice wave of dice.
There. Okay.
There's a nice wave. All right. So his first step is to tip a table.
I'm going to move up to the next table. To grab a copy of Hero System 5th Edition. Thick.
Nice.
It wasn't like a frisbee yet.
What do you want?
There's
no range rules in this game.
Okay.
So. You don't have any yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty far throw.
At the guy in the end. The edge.
This
yep.
one?
Yep.
You're like, ha!
Might throw my arm out with this, but... Oh, 10.
Ooh!
That's nice.
That's quite the throw. It's like the cover didn't even like open. It was just like a missile.
Stop bullets and kill zombies.
You throw it spine first, the way you're supposed to.
Didn't even open like my own copy of
Hero
System 5th Edition.
This zombie has no idea what's going on. It just takes the thick book and its whole head just caves in under the weight of the book, and it falls.
Roll for stun and body.
I'm going to throw my normal lucky chair here, and then I'm going to go grab the Shat's chair after that.
That's a blessed chair.
That chair's a blessed.
I can't throw it.
All right,
that
so you throw your chair.
It's chair of command plus five.
Yeah.
It is actually the captain's chair.
It's
well worth it.
He brings it from con to con.
So, missile object chair.
Yeah, niner.
A niner is enough to just crush this poor zombie's hopes and dreams of eating you. I feel bad for him. He just wanted to eat you.
Everybody's got their something.
All right. So, zombies. Sadly enough, emulating your wonderful thing, you see the zombie actually rip a chunk of his flesh off and just lob it in your direction.
Okay.
So it comes sailing through the air. So your defense roll. Where am I at here? Where's my meat?
That is an 8.
8. It hits you and just bounces off. You're like, what the hell? Is that a liver? Apparently he didn't need it anymore. He's done drinking. All right. Same for you. This guy's going to lob some gross zombie bits at you.
9.
9. Sails wide of you. Fatty, you are also going to have a...
Some meat
chucked at you there. Jassy.
8.
Man, these guys cannot hit. And that one bounces off your Spartan shield. You're like, no. All right, and this guy is going to move one forward because he's tripping on dice. He's like, Rawr! Here. He's got a 2 for movement. He's not going anywhere. He's like, Rawr! Can't even make it to you to attack. So you are up.
All right. I'm going to go to the next table, which is a game, like board game stuff.
Sure.
And grab the ogre...
That nice thick ogre box
set.
That thing's huge.
And just try to do sort of a shield bash with it or, drive it into them because it weighs like 50 pounds.
It's a cardboard mini.
It's a special
like, yeah. Like cardboard tanks.
7.
7 is enough to crush this poor guy. He just caves in under the weight of that poor kid. Crunch. I needed more zombies for this area. You're up.
All right. I guess I'll move forward to the next booth.
What wonderful items do you find there?
Colossal red dragon.
Colossal.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I'll throw it at the one.
Throw it at that.
Yep. 9.
Man, you are. You should be an attacker. 9. He's got a. Where are you, Chucker? So you just smash that poor guy. His chest just caves in under the weight of that thing. Those things are pretty heavy. I got one of those.
They're spiny.
I threw it with the detachable
the flame. Here's the flame, jerk. All right, so that one goes down. You are up.
Since the dice was tipped, there's going to be one of those stupid, ridiculous, oversized D20s.
Because there always is. That's fair.
So yeah, I will pick that up, and that is going to be a baseball chuck at that one.
Go ahead.
Soviet meteorite.
Niner.
Nine. Man, you guys are just tearing through these guys. Like you just we're pretty put much a hole right through point. His face. Yeah. Zombie, he's going to throw at... you. It's your lucky dice. You.
Niner.
Man, they cannot hit you guys. He throws this kid just wide open.
Do you have a Spartan shield in the captain's chair?
He's just intimidated by all the swag.
As are we all.
He has people looting the vendor stands and killing people, killing zombies.
What does this booth contain?
Well, this is all like feather boas and crap.
There.
And furry tails and ears and stuff. I give that a longing look, but
here, yes, you do, Brian. Yes, you do.
Here they have like steampunk and like some Van Helsing
sure
stuff. So I pick up the replica automatic crossbow, which really
does fire
only has one shot. But I'm gonna.
And we're back to flaming crossbow bolts. It's come full circle.
Right. Well, it actually shoots like a foam, a foam thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna fire that for a 10.
Would you lodge it? Just, four eyes just
skewers it.
My mother always said those things were dangerous. I need to skewer him. And he falls. All right. So this area appears now fairly clear of zombies. You can still hear some chaos happening in the artist alley over there.
I'm going to pick up a handful of bigger D20s, just in case. You never know when you need them.
How many giant D20s do you think they have? I'd give you three.
There you go.
I'll give you three. Write it down. You're going to run out.
Three.
All right, so what is your move from here?
Well, I mean, if there was vendor goods, what type of artisan items are
there? What kind of artisan...
There's got to be Jeff Easley stuff.
I mean, we are.
You'd go for Jeff Easley stuff, wouldn't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry Elmore's probably there too.
I mean, we're all fans here.
We're all fans of the arts here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You head forward towards the artist alley. What did I put in there? Oh, this shouldn't be that bad at all. Artists don't move very fast. They work on their own time. Not ours. She was fantastic. Very timely.
That's the best kind of artist.
Yeah, she was. That was the best part. Reasonably priced and on time. All right. I'll wait for Brian to come back. As you head towards Artist Alley, you see a ton of those... zombie artists, just all sorts of guys. I don't know how to describe them. Whatever. They look like artists. Holding pens and...
So really they just...
Brushes and... They look like average people. Just wandering around. Just there's lots of them. So, start here as always.
Oh, so I just went, because I shot the crossbow as the last thing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the last one. So, you're up.
All right. The booth I'm standing next to is the ubiquitous corset booth. So, I'm going to take the licensed Friendship is Magic corset and step to the zombie on the end, wrap it around its head.
This one? Oh, wait, you're here.
On the end, yeah. And pull it tighter and tighter and tighter until
and try and
the head goes off.
Its head.
Yeah. Nine.
Pop. You crush his poor skull in that corset.
10% cooler.
All right. That goes to you.
Mm-hmm. We got D20s. Might as well use them.
Let's throw your D20s.
We're going to toss D20. We'll toss D20 at this one.
Just
thanks.
Baseball smash that D20.
Eight.
Eight. That's a hit. These shamblers are so worthless. All right. And then I guess it's the zombies who are up. Now, shamblers... You'll all be at a -2 for defense. Because there are more than one shambler still alive. Or undead, or whatever you want to call it. See, I censored myself. I bleeped myself out. So, we will start here. It looks like you got two of these suckers on
you. So, two defense rolls?
You need two defense rolls, and they're both at a -2.
Okay.
That's eight.
Eight, which, so that one tries to bite you, and it just...
What are you shoulders getting? Of Valor.
Just chomps on that shoulder pad.
Nothing gets through the shoulders of Valor! And a five.
Five, so that one bites you on the arm. You take two.
Okay.
I'll just start with a 12. So that's the nice part about being a medical person. You're healthier, so to speak. That's at least our overgeneralization of the medical profession. So you have one biting you, or coming at you. Oh, that's you. Sorry.
So we'll have to sack the shield.
Okay, so you're gonna re-roll. You got to re-roll.
Yep, I can sack. So, well, the good part is I have the captain's chair still.
Yeah,
so.
It's not a defensive item.
Yeah, I know, but I still have it.
So you are using your Spartan shield to see if it will hold up against this vicious attack this thing just laid on you.
Seven.
So your shield breaks, but you take no damage.
It did its job.
It did. You're still alive. All right, and then the last zombie will swing at you with its arms like... Rah!
Oh, six.
Six, you take a one as it clubs you in the side of the head.
Okay.
You need a...
Oh, I got it.
It's somewhere around here. All right, and then we come back to... I think you started. No, you start. Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you're up.
I'm going to grab the, at one of these artist tables, they were working under the kind of Pixar lamp. And
sure.
Doing, like, character portraits and stuff like that.
You're going to lamp this.
So I'm going to...
Lamp bash this jerk.
Pixar lamp right
it's
on
the Dan Juergens. Why is that guy always here? He's at every convention.
That'll be a 10.
Sorry, Dan. Dan Juergens gets smashed to death.
I didn't get my copy of Justice League International.
Doink.
Boom. That's right. You're different. You don't have blowthrough anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
Ah, I was like, this would have been the perfect time. All right, so then you are up.
All right, this is our Sally. So people are signing, people are sketching. Baltzer and Frank are right there. I'm going to grab a bunch of Sharpies. They're the fine points, so it's going to...
You're going to
Sharpie...
You're going to stab them with Sharpies.
Yeah. The undeath of 1,000 Sharpies. Because they're sharp.
Because they're sharp.
10.
Watch, cool. Works for me. 10. What is with you in random item stab? He's like... So frantic is apparently your attack style. You're just jabbing Sharpies all into this guy. He looks like a pincushion as he... Faulted. I can't believe your rolls. They're incredible.
That was amazing.
It's because he tried to charge me $40 for an autograph.
Just ridiculous. Well, he learned a valuable lesson.
So are these chairs wheeled or are they static?
They're static, probably.
Oh, okay.
They're cheap con chairs, man.
I don't know. I just wonder.
This is no-name con. They don't have the money for this.
I guess this is my first true attack with the captain's chair. I guess it's just got to be it's got to be straight up. I mean,
I can't.
Just
going to swing the captain's chair.
Just got to swing the captain's chair.
Yeah. And you just crush this poor zombie.
Engage.
Yes. Engage. Wrong captain.
Doesn't matter.
Stardate dead.
So this poor zombie tries to gnaw through your shoulder pads, I guess. He's going for the gusto here.
Ooh, not so good. So is this at minus two?
No, because he is the last one.
Still a five.
So you roll the five, you take two.
All right.
All right. As he chews on your other arm now, he's on the other side. You got some nice bite marks going for you. You're up.
All right. I'm going to grab a one of the signed prints that's laying there on the table and just try to do, like, epic paper cut.
We're allowing everything.
It's cardstock.
I'm not being the best film director here because I'm just allowing everything. Apparently,
only a seven.
A seven. That's only a seven. It's enough. These are the weak zombies. He just cut halfway through his neck, and his head just folds to the one side.
That's what would happen in a Jackie Chan movie. Though.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think of what zombie film we're actually in here now with this kind of level of ridiculousness. We're past zombie land.
Yeah, it's gone over zombie land.
We've got over zombie land. We've gone to student film. Or we're in student zombie film. All right. You've cleared out the artist alley. So what is your next?
Food court?
We have a foyer and there are panel rooms.
Maybe somebody had a bag in the panel room.
Could be.
There might be. Well, since everything's dead this room, you can all level up.
All right.
You can so advance level a level.
2, which means we get a new tactic?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you get a new tactic.
Okay. This character sheet is brilliant because it's so simply laid out. I mean, it's just like, okay, I know how to play the game by looking at the character sheet.
It's what we were aiming for, a very simple... So, yeah, you look for new tactics. So you not a new... Tactic. Oh, wait. You're getting a new tactic, not a new trait. You get a trait at level 3.
Yep.
So you're getting a new special ability, effectively.
Yep. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Based on one of your things. I should have probably had you level up here, too. I forgot about it. It was written in there, too. I'm just not good at reading.
I'm going to take my stuff in medical tech.
Oh, here I can. There are also mixed tactics. So there's one that's like both medical and attack. Right. So if you go farther, if you have a plus one in both, there are mixed skills.
Yeah, there's a bunch of mixes.
Interesting.
So, I mean, the more you play it, the more you get into...
Oh, nice.
So some of those are...
Okay.
That I think I can find... Oh, way too far.
I've come this far, and I'm getting another defensive power. I will allow myself to get cocky at this one.
Which one did you take?
Rallying defense.
Ooh, that's a good one. You already grabbed here, Matt. I think I'm on tactics here.
Yeah, you can take it, because I think we're done.
Oh, yeah.
I took a Adrenaline Rush, so I'm going to run across a bottle of original Jolt.
What is Adrenaline Rush?
Plus, is the... plus 2 Vitality and plus 1 to attack for one turn.
That's pretty nice.
I don't know if the Vitality is temporary.
No, that's... Or you just... It's effectively a way to heal yourself if you don't have a first aid kit. We tried to build in some healing powers, especially for the medic... I will point out this time, if you guys scrounge more, like actually do a survival roll to search for items, that's where you would find yourselves first aid kits or other miscellaneous items.
Yeah, so we got to search before we leave.
That out now, because it's a thing that people usually forget about.
I'm going to scan around the room and see if I see one of those AED signs for the defibrillator. Mm.
That's pretty clever. I'm going to give you a plus 2 to your survival check because you're using your mind. That's the other thing the game allows me to do. Which I think I forgot to write.
So 11.
11. So yeah, you definitely find the AED sign. You're going to head over there. There's an AED and a first aid kit there.
Okay.
I don't know what the AED would do for
you. I'm going to use it as a weapon.
So electricity. I would also just take the first aid kit with you or use it if you're dead.
I'm going to try a very...
Which one are you going with?
Lucky find, which you just might as well straight up use.
Because you're almost dead. Mm-hmm. So a lucky find allows him to at any time roll, and if he rolls over, a 7, he automatically gets a first aid kit. You're like, oh shit, there's a first aid kit. Where did that come from? Just sitting right there in the middle of a vendor table. They were selling first aid kits, it's weird.
But the question is, do you get your pluses that allow you to get that?
Yeah, you roll your your survival check.
Okay.
Or wait, yeah, it's a survival check.
That's
okay. You didn't find one.
Unlucky find.
You do get to use that again when you go to the next room, though.
Yep.
Because it's a special ability.
Okay.
All right, so you guys found a first aid kit. You found AED. Anybody else want to do any searching? Tell me which area you're in, and you could roll the dice. I mean, you might as well.
So, inside the vendor, I'm a closet one of these. So, inside the vendor, are there any furry costumes?
Oh, God. I'm sure there are. Right. Roll your dice, and I will... arbitrarily assign 5. No, you don't find anything. You're terrible at searching.
I got plus 1. He's got 6.
He's looking over here. There's a whole wall of them behind him that he just doesn't see. It's terrible.
Do any zombies got tails on them?
I'm sure at least one of them does. You want a tail? We'll give you a tail.
I don't have a tail anymore because I'm the
depressed. All right, so you found a
I'll do a search in the t-shirt stand to find the one with the exact pithy geek joke on the front that might stun the zombies.
like zombie killing experts.
Yeah, and they'll hesitate that...
I don't think zombies read. Novelty t-shirt.
Gives you a mental edge.
Well, you definitely find a novelty t-shirt to your liking. I mean, there's no way you don't. So you've searched the vendor pretty thoroughly. What's your next move?
Hungry.
Panels.
Or good.
I don't have a food court. You're going to be very disappointed. I was going to add that into the longer one I'm going to write for this.
Taco Bell across the street.
All right, so...
I think this is
Jack's panel.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to have a lot of angry zombies in it.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I do.
Or sleeping zombies.
Or what?
Sleeping zombies?
Yeah.
As you walk this way, you peer into this first panel room, and all you see is a lone zombie standing in there amidst tons of chaos and death. There only seems to be one creature swaying, facing away from you.
Uh-oh. What's the worst that could happen? you guys are in front of me, so you should go.
You guys are.
Well, that's how I lined them up. I am a merce. I
mean. What is like the schedule next to the door on the room? What was this panel?
Oh,
I did not put that in my notes.
I didn't write that down. It is a
improv GME.
Improv GME. Yeah. It's a panel. It's a panel on fan subbed anime. You know how much people love that crap. I don't know why, but they do.
Okay.
There's some more panel rooms. We'll come up with other creative things.
So yeah, I'm gonna charge right in and
all right.
Smash with the guitar.
As you charge in. It just turns and screams really loud at you.
Okay.
Now you may smash it with the guitar.
Ooh. Eight.
Eight. I have to check. These things look pretty weak. And you crush it to death.
Good grief.
Yep.
Power. That's
just... Yeah. After you crush it, you hear a sound. It's a dull rumbling, I guess.
Then we're going to run in the room and close the door.
A horrible rumbling sound. As the scream was very loud and piercing. You two in the hallway see a mass of zombies just pour out of every other spot on this place and just come running at you.
Run to the room.
Run to the room. They have to make the hot gates.
into the
we
room.
Have to make the hot gates. So you're going to go into the room.
I had a Spartan shield. I wish I still had it.
You?
I will follow.
As you enter the room, they come pouring around the thing. So this is a zombie horde, and this works a little bit differently. Effectively, all of you make an attack, and you have to successfully do enough damage per round to keep the zombies at the front off of you as the horde sweeps over you. So it kind of works like a wave. So it really doesn't matter what order you come in. So a huge mass of zombies comes through. Okay. A wave of zombies is coming through the door.
Six, seven.
Seven, okay.
And I'm going to put my back into it this time. So an additional 2 damage.
Excellent. You did 2 damage. Go.
Side time.
You and your damn rolls.
Side time, we killed some zombies.
So you had a 10? Is that
yep,
what
ten.
I saw
Sorry.
There? So 10. 5, go ahead.
Warp speed.
Nice.
Oh, God.
12.
12.
Spirit of the Captain.
This shit. I just, all I did is I hit it, sat down, flicked a button, and picked it back up. All
right, and then it goes back around to you. You've killed off that first wave. The second wave is now running at you. There's just zombies dying all around you because you guys were a little too effective for my taste, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try some Stevie Ray Vaughan licks and swing again.
Ooh, Stevie Ray Vaughan would not survive the zombie apocalypse.
I'm not good with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It really comes out more like Jimmy Vaughn. I'm going to hit with the sigh again, but do it with the really gravelly voice. Worry about what I'm going to do!
What is with you? Why do you foil my plans?
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about. So, you fail to do the necessary damage, and you all take 3 as the zombies wave over you and bite your faces. All right, go again.
Okay.
You have to effectively survive 3 rounds. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to win in 3 rounds. So this will keep happening until you...
Okay, I'm going to have to bust out the Zumba moves. No.
The Zumba moves. Oh, you're a banker now. You get to bust out the banker moves.
I'm going
to
hit them with math.
I'm going to audit your finances.
Compound interest.
Oh,
man.
It's super ineffective.
Apparently yelling at zombies doesn't work.
It's an ag credit. Slide tackle.
Slide.
Oh my god. That's not good.
4?
4, no. You gotta come up big for us. Take 3 more apiece.
Captain's chair did not deliver.
This is where the horde gets dangerous. Go ahead.
Okay. This time I'm going to do the adrenaline rush. So I'm going to take my plus two and plus one to my attack.
Sure. So you're at a plus two total for attack. Nine.
Seven, eight, nine. Oh, right. Yep, thank nine. You. Nine.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good start. Go ahead.
I am a survivor, so I'm going to be hitting them while singing Eye of the Tiger.
Nine is good.
Nine.
Very effective. Why are you going to let the team down every time? So everybody takes three damage.
Mike, the Stoic Prize is improving.
And Jesse is gone.
I have bad news for you. So what we've learned is we were really good in the first round, and then it just
and then we just got stuck at the door.
All right, once again with feeling.
Oh, God. There's no way you're going to survive just by yourself.
You're both down.
They're both
so
down.
So I have to do enough damage against the horde. Okay.
Yep. Or you can run.
You can?
You can?
I guess you could run for a round until they get characters done. You could try to outrun the horde. They have speed.
Yeah, okay, I'll run. Is that athletics?
Yeah, that's an athletics.
Okay.
It's probably easier for you to run from the horde. You don't have a lot of places to run, unfortunately. I mean,
you only got
to
run.
Just apparently try to bust through.
They're already on top of you, sure.
Yeah, so...
Mike, for the love of God, no!
He was the... Well, you don't get anywhere. And you die.
Yeah.
So, we can either end there, since everybody's dead, or we can just make some new characters at the same level 2, and head into the finale.
What time are we? Let's go to the finale. Oh, that's fine.
Okay. So. You will be three different survivors who have been hiding in this room, who have been cowering together in this room,
yeah,
who finally work up the courage to try to escape.
Thankfully, those heroes distracted the horde by letting them eat their
You're
flesh.
Peering out of doors, three guys, one with a captain's chair, get mauled to death by a horde of zombies. My God, they were so brave, but so dumb.
God, they're full of stars.
Now you gotta make up new cosplay or new weapons that you could find at a convention.
Oh.
There's a lot of replica weapons, I mean.
Yeah.
So, choice, right?
For yeah, six. Your choice. Yeah, that is the correct choice. Choice is also here. I can,
These are at level 1 again?
No, you're going to go to the same level you were at when you died.
Okay.
I'm going to suspend the -1 rule because I forgot to have you guys level up after the first one. I always did that when I'd play any game. I'd forget to tell people to level up. So here you can attack. You got the 10. Quick. Defense and athletics. Actually, let's just go to level 3 just so you guys kind of get a feel for the level up process.
So a second trait.
Yeah, so you'll get a second trait. 3. You're charismatic as well. Whoosh. You're going to have a +1 in every skill. You're the jack of all trades.
All right, I am Jack.
Jack.
The quick and charismatic. And I am currently unemployed.
Would you go with
Donnie, the comical U.S. Senator?
And you can roll a second trait if you would like. Which one were you in? I'm guessing by the stats you're a survivalist.
Yes. So am I.
You're both.
I'm really like
so
the
you
best.
Can roll a
I'm basically trait. Almost the best survivalist you could be.
What are you?
+4.
Jeez. You can roll another trait as well. We're going to go...
Oh,
really? We're going to go to level 3. Normally when you do films, they generally go to level 4.
Roll
and this one would have probably reminded you to level up the first time. But we should be able to survive this. Well. So, Matt, we now know that the horde is as effective as we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people survive it now. Now I've seen somebody multi-dead.
Yeah, I've
noticing an issue with the game design here. The nerdy trait results in athletics and medical.
There's a disclaimer. Hold on. I have a disclaimer somewhere.
All right.
The traits are designed to help add some variance between survivors and to provide guidance in how you... That was my disclaimer on the fact that I realized I had done that at one point. It was like, meh. All
right.
He's a nerd and he's pretty athletic. He's an IT guy who does MMA.
That's awesome.
And he helped make a role-playing game. There's pretty much nothing nerdier than that.
Okay. Nice survival.
Thank you.
You guys, your team is also... You have a plus three and a plus four survivalist and a guy with all plus
I got plus one athletics, so.
What do you actually use that for other than finding
survival, things? Hiding, sneaking,
oh.
Finding things. So you could actually hide and let everybody die and just stay hidden until other survivors come, which we've had people do.
Mm-hmm.
Matt once, with great athletic skill, just kept running away while everybody got mauled, and he lived through everything, and everybody just kept dying. Anytime a fight broke out, he just ran. And then everybody died, so none of the new people knew that he was a coward.
Nice.
It's a good strategy. Looks like we're about to die. I'll run away. Okay, what do I need here? What is going to represent my zombie lord?
Yeah. Sorry, am I scrolling past?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Okay, I need forerunners. Meat checkers. And I'll use a riot cop to... I'll use the screamer. Where's the screamer? I don't have to... This will be... Alright, we'll need the foyer area around there, eventually. As you break for the exit.
Are we tagging Felicia Day when we release this?
You totally have to. But maybe not Will Wheaton. I don't want to leave.
We should have a disclaimer in the we actually do like
we do like you.
We like Will Wheaton.
But
the chat
character. I would like it. Yeah. Just had to go. You're all good there?
Yep.
Alright, what did you you've got a brown coat. I think we've actually hit on every genre of nerdery now. Mm-hmm. I think
brown coat.
I think we've done it.
Right. Oh no, not yet.
There's got to be something left. Let's see, we've tackled furries, comic books.
Star Wars.
So we've already had a LARPing
Star Trek.
Used right away.
Yeah.
RPG.
RPG.
There's got to be another genre out there.
Yeah, we've hit some side. We got Firefly over there.
Pirate.
Yeah, we don't have anything pirate, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to have to... Yeah.
Is Jack there dressed as Captain Jack?
Wood cutlass.
Wood cutlass.
And
he's also got a fake sword. I don't know what that means. Sounded fun.
And an eye patch.
Which does nothing for it ruins your depth perception.
It defends that eye.
Yeah, yes. It's sort of like
the eye patch.
Plus Letter Beast to Troll, you know? You put your tail over there, it can't see you. Well, if you put the thing over one eye, you mess with your attackers.
You're just a horde. This horde of zombies still exists back. You're just mauling three bodies of some great heroes who tried very hard to save people's lives and loot some booths.
Yeah. So drawn by the power of the captain's chair in that room. It's like a beacon.
It was, yeah.
Here we all are peeking out at all these guys getting killed.
I'm essentially like Pirate Steve from...
oh, God, from Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yar! Pirate Steve be looking for treasure. Alright. So, you're peeking out of this room. You see those guys get mauled. Apparently, you probably think it's time for a great exit from this fine convention.
What's the name of my trait? It's like inventive? Is that?
I don't know. You can write inventive. It really doesn't matter. You can change the names of the traits if you don't like them. I don't care. Once you buy the game, you do what you will. if you don't like nerdy, cross it out and write a new one. We encourage people to be creative with it. All right, so what is your plan? Besides escape,
get her, Ray.
You don't want to head this way. You definitely don't want to head this way to this large mass of zombies. You're like, thank God they cleared out most of the zombies for us. Those brave, brave men.
I think our plan is last nerd reference. We have to cross the streams.
Cross the stream. Oh God, we've worked Ghostbusters in.
Yes.
Matt will yell into the trees. We can work in some Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and we'll...
Oddly enough, I did pick into the trees.
Oh, God! we did name a skill after that. I forgot about that.
Into the trees!
It was very informative of our adolescent life, apparently.
So what's over in this end?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I had a screamer in every room, so that way there was no way you were going to get past the Lord. Somebody was going to fail. Somebody was going to get detected at some point because they didn't sneak up on him. I have to sneak up on those guys, so everybody cleared out, so you're safe.
Okay.
So, go ahead. You're up first.
Okay.
Or you can decide who's up.
Sure. Well, does someone else want to go first, since I've been sitting first all night?
I will peek my head out, as I am the owner of Gander Mountain, a survival expert.
As I'm the owner of Gander Mountain. What's your name?
Sven.
Sven, the owner of Gander Mountain. And you are?
I have Mohawk.
No, what's your...
Oh, that's comical and paranoid.
You're comical yet paranoid. Instead of and, it should be yet paranoid. Comical yet paranoid. All right, owner of Gander Mountain. He's a survivalist. That actually makes a lot of sense. So you peek out. As you look towards the only exit that seems viable, since there's a giant horde of zombies not paying attention to you behind you.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here. You see an exit in the foyer from the convention, for the convention center. The only thing standing between you and freedom is a crowd of zombies, headed by a zombie with red hair and a goatee and brandishing a replica Mjolnir. He bellows, "Kneel, kneel, kneel," a chant taken up by the other zombies in the entryway. You do not like the intelligence that gleams in his eyes. He's returned from the dead. Kneel, kneel.
I wanted my Spartan shield because I was going to say, with your shield or on it, but I don't have it anymore.
Well, what are you going to do?
So these are, they're obviously all facing...
They're looking at you, yeah.
Which are, so they're facing us, so there's no sneaking up on that.
Well, it depends on how sneaky you are.
I'm about as sneaky as you can get in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's actually spotted you. Yeah. You've seen him.
I am going
They're just to... chanting Neil in there. You got a +4 to survival. You're a damn ninja.
Yeah.
What? Cat-like reflexes. All right, go ahead. Are you going to try to sneak into the room? You do what you will. I'm gonna.
I can still have to think.
Play
of
your
my
strengths.
I still have to think of my tool.
Okay, while you're thinking, somebody else go.
I will.
His turn
in.
Is ponder.
And I'm gonna wager that since this is the foyer, there's probably a replica TARDIS on either side.
Sure,
so
you're gonna hide the TARDIS,
sneak and slip inside the box.
Okay, roll your
survival.
Yep. That's the life sense on this.
5.
Oh, you get spotted! He's like...
It's usually bigger on the inside.
Neil! So you come around the corner, as loud as a human being possibly can, trying to be quiet and yet running into everything noisy. You knock over a vase.
That's far too comical for this.
So they see you, and then it's your turn. They look like they're about to charge your... Your buddy here, your other survivor.
All right, I'm going to look around in the hallway and see if I can spot the fire extinguisher. I have a plan here.
All right, well, so roll a survival check.
6.
6. Yeah, it's way over here. You don't want to go through this mess.
I'll see if there's a closer one.
You'll see. Oh, that's
maybe
that's,
there's one in this room.
You're like, should I sneak in? Oh, you're looking for a fire extinguisher? Let me do that. Okay. Yeah, you find a fire extinguisher. +4.
Found a fire extinguisher.
He's like, were cool. You looking for this? That's your only job, is to help him.
That's how this paranoid guy's going to work. He's not going to...
He's not doing anything.
He's not going to... He is not proactive because he has a plan.
So you now have your fire extinguisher.
Give me that.
That's a paranoid jerk. All right, what's... I suppose, so that's what you did for your turn. You snuck and fell, and you found him a fire extinguisher. Neil comes wading in with Mjolnir here.
So are these tables? These tables, are they just their tables? Do they have like the plastic?
Folding tables.
Do they have the plastic crap over the sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been to a convention. You know what you're looking at here. So roll your, what do you call it, a defense. This is
6.
6. That's pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You take 8. And he just crushes you with that hammer. Just smashes you.
That's pretty good.
You cannot hope to stop the Neil.
I will regenerate.
Yeah. You're going to go in the TARDIS.
Oh, you know what? No. Can I use Blend In this turn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, you could. So you can erase that. Because I think Blend In is an automatic
automatic. Yeah.
It's an automatic hide, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just... He comes up to hit you, and you're like,
I'm invisible. You don't see
you're like, zombie. And he's like, oh, that's another zombie. Never mind.
What movie was there where the guy's like, I'm invisible.
Effectively, you pretend to be a zombie, and he believes you. He's like, whoa, Neil. All right, so, well, none of the other zombies would attack you either then. So we're back to you. I think you went first, didn't you?
Okay.
Or did you? Or did you? Oh, you would have, but you waited. Yeah. You deferred.
I did. I pondered.
I will attempt another survival check.
You're going to hide in the TARDIS?
I'm assuming there's like a registration table.
Sure.
I'm going to try to do a diving sneak to a registration table. So I'm at least out of their line of sight. And maybe I can crawl close to the door.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
14?
Yeah, 14. 14 in this game is pretty much as good as you're going to get. So, yeah, you're well hidden under the table.
Backflips on the way.
So, what's your name then?
Donnie
has vanished.
Senator Donnie.
Senator Donnie is gone. True political fashion. you're up.
I want to see what's going on with the fire extinguisher first.
He's okay. Going to defer to you.
All right. So I say, here's the plan, matey. We give him a full broadside and board him in the smoke.
Yes.
That's what she said.
So I step out with the fire extinguisher. And just... It's not really an attack.
You're just creating the
obfuscation that we can slip through.
Yes.
So, you guys are going for escape. You're not going for combat.
Yeah. Okay, just so you know, that was this guy's plan all along.
I like how you looked at your skill set and were like, nope, we're going to get the hell out of Dodge.
I think you're taking credit for me plan. So what do you want for a roll on that? Or do I just do it?
To obfuscate, I'm going to give you a survival check because you're effectively trying to sneak.
Okay.
And then...
That is a 12.
That is...
Oh, and that's... So how far... You make it about halfway to it because you can't see either, so it's not like you can run. Because you don't know what you'll run into. I go one more.
Okay. Oh, I'm just a zombie.
You're about halfway. So... Because, yeah, nobody's got a life sense that high. You?
I'm going to in tow.
You're just going to follow him?
Yeah.
All right, roll your thing. 10?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what happens on a tie in this. Well, there's smoke, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give his fire extinguisher plan the benefit of the doubt. So, but for a guy who's supposed to be great at sneaking, you're kind of loud. All right, so you get that far. The zombies can't do anything. They can't see you. They're just...
So I'm going to crawl, stagger, crawl.
All right, roll your survival. Make sure you don't make enough noise for them to detect your location.
Very nice, matey.
11, you're yep. set. So you get all the way to the corner. You have to shoot the gap between two zombies.
Oh, I can keep going?
No, not you, him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll let you get to the corner on a crawl.
I'm just going to go for it here. So, just fire extinguisher upside the head.
just being that one.
Clear some room.
Wind, yeah, I can fly.
Yee, 5.
5. You don't even hit. You miss entirely.
Put it back into it.
That doesn't help. That only helps with damage.
Oh, I'm just going to turn sideways and...
roll your sneak.
Shuffle my ass out the door.
He just creeps right by you.
And then...
totally.
So, then we're going to... Let's see, we're going to add the last...
Oh, wait, no, that's a 9, isn't it? No, it's an 8.
But I'm going to add...
Into the trees to get trees. +2. So that's a 10. That's solid. You are through the door and running free.
Going back to Gander Mountain.
Going back to Gander Mountain. Yeah, you guys pretty much neutered these zombies. Luckily, the thing he's great at is the thing that you're good at, too, so... I believe it's either of you. It doesn't really matter at this point. So are you just going to creep by, or...?
No, you know what? I'm close enough now, it's time to sprint.
You're just going to run for it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to shoulder through and head straight for the door. And I'm going to use cat-like reflexes.
So you're going to get a +3.
Yep. So 6 and 3 is 9.
9. Oh, and that's... Exactly, pretty much what you need, because I think they run on a... They run on an 8. So, yeah, you get by.
Freedom!
I am
those of you who enter the outside, the police are finally arriving to take care of this problem.
They shoot you as you run.
They shoot you. They just blast
you. Get on the ground! I'm not only comical, I'm inventive, so I'm going to take a minute to pull papers off the registration desk, use a stapler to fashion them into a rough Master Shake costume. Because everybody knows zombies don't drink. So
I'm going to roll that as a... I guess that's kind of a survival skill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll play to your strengths here.
It's perfect.
You make a beautiful Master Shake costume.
Okay, and I'm just going to scratch, stand up, and shuffle out.
Just roll that survival.
Okay. 8.
8. What's the life sense on there?
I'm going to use my +2.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're going to have to, actually, because the big guy would have noticed you. Neil would have noticed you. He's very observant with his glasses. With his glasses and his red hair. All right, you survive. You guys make it to the outside. I love how your second batch characters had to do nothing but walk. Walk and spray it.
Walk very carefully.
All right, so... You don't defeat. After escaping the zombies, you exit the convention center. The authorities arrive, and you are taken to the hospital just to check you out. In the coming days, scientists determine the zombie plague was started when convention attendees ingested contaminated pocky. Never eat that stuff. It's garbage. That Japanese pocky candy stick thing. And you all live happily ever after.
Bravo.
Hands up.